A Story for Small Bear, written by Alice B. McGinty, illustrated by Richard Jones. When a late autumn wind swirled into their den after noontime nap, Small Bear shivered. "I smell frost in the air," Mama said. "Tonight we'll start our winter slumber." Small Bear snuggled close. "Will you tell me stories before we sleep?" she asked. "I'd love that," Mama said, "but there's work to finish first. If you help, no dilly, no dally, then we'll have time for stories." Small Bear got right to work. With the sun shining high, she helped Mama gather sprigs of spruce to make a soft, warm nest. As Small Bear raked the forest floor, she came upon her favorite spot, the cozy hole in the spruce tree. She rubbed her nose in the sweet-smelling wood. She scratched her back. She could dilly and dally here forever. But then a gust of frigid air ruffled her fur, and Small Bear shuddered. She did not like the cold. Not at all. Small Bear thought of Mama nearby. No dilly, she told herself. No dally. Wind was biting, winter knocking, and she had to save time for stories. "Goodbye, hole," said Small Bear, and she carried the sprigs back to line her winter bed. As the sun drifted slowly across the sky, Small Bear and Mama lumbered to the river to bathe. Small Bear tumbled into the clear, cool water and shimmied until all the dirt had been washed from her fur. She splished and splashed. No dilly. She knew that's what Mama would say. Still, she rolled and wriggled and played some more. No dally, Small Bear thought. But it was so hard to leave. What could she do? Wind was biting, winter knocking, and she had to save time for stories. Finally, firmly, Small Bear waded to shore. "Goodbye, River," she said, and shook herself dry. "Mama!" Small Bear called. "Where are you, Mama?" At last, Small Bear saw her and ran to meet her by the berry grove. Late day sunshine warmed them as they munched on berries, juicy and red. Then Small Bear saw acorns high above. Up, up, up she climbed, one branch to another, and ate acorn after acorn. She looked out from the branches. She could climb forever. But now the sun began to curve into sunset. No dilly, Small Bear reminded herself. Still, she reached for a particularly plump acorn. No dally, Small Bear said. How could she leave? The forest was full of food and adventure. Suddenly, though, Small Bear shivered. Sun was setting. Wind was biting, winter knocking, and she had to save time for stories. Small Bear knew what to do. "Goodbye, trees," she said, and down she scrambled. "Mama," she called. She scampered between bushes, scurried over rocks. "Mama, Mama!" Finally, Small Bear saw her lumbering near the mulberry trees. "Here I am, Mama." And together, they started down the path toward home. Back in their den, warm and clean and fed, Small Bear and her mama nestled down into their spruce bow nest. "Did I save enough time for stories?" Small Bear asked.
"You did," Mama answered,
and pulled her clothes. In a deep, rumbling voice, Mama began. "Once there lived a small bear who loved to play." Her mama watched as he scratched in her cozy hole. No dilly. Splashed in her clear, cool stream. No dally. And adventured in the tall, tall trees. Would she save time for stories? Small Bear listened content because she knew how this story would end. And as the first snowflakes of winter floated down outside, she drifted off to sleep. The end.